Are we ready?
I am.
On this end, and Anna, you're ready on that end. Okay, the supervisors will reconvene.
So will the planning commission.
Thank you. All right, so we're, I think, at guiding principles. Is that where we're at now?
That's correct.
Okay.
Once again, Ryan Lester, Mr. Harnish. That was great. We went through a nice discussion about the vision, and so now we want to talk about the guiding principles. So guiding principles are a little more dialed in than, you know, if you want to think about, you have your overall or kind of overarching vision statement, and then we start to dial in more precisely by topic area with the guiding principles. So we did hear some input from the TAC. And this is probably more geared toward the vision, but I did want to bring this up since we didn't discuss it. So the Technical Advisory Committee really suggested that we really try to connect to the county's rich and storied history. That was really important to them. Look to conclude with how the county is well positioned to deal with future challenges was important as well. And then, once again, option.
How many were on the committee?
How many were on the top? Six?
For the most previous meeting.
Yeah, we had six.
Six, seven. And there's department heads.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And so with the guiding principles as well, they drafted up another option for each of the guiding principles. So the consultants, based on the input, originally put together one option for each topic area, and then the TAC actually added the second option to consider there. We can jump to the next slide. So again, you know, guiding principles really want to expand on the vision statement, and they really want them to serve as kind of guideposts for the goals, policies, and programs. The policies will be really connected to the guiding principles more directly than the overarching vision statement. But we still want these statements to be fairly broad and to just continue to provide guidance. Next slide, please. So the first topic area is hazard, safety, and wildfire preparedness. This is the first drafted principle, so I'll go ahead and read this. To ensure hazard preparedness, to maintain safe and healthy communities, protect communities from wildfire risk and other climate hazards through forest management, reducing wildfire risk, coordinating with state and federal agencies, and other climate adaptation strategies. Preserve the county's clean air, soil, and water for residents through the stewardship of natural resources and mitigation of risks. So you can see some of the things we've already talked about. There's the word preserve again, so something else to discuss. Number two, please, next slide. So then the TAC kind of version was maintain community health and safety through disaster preparedness and hazard mitigation, minimize the risk posed by wildfire, and improve resilience against other climate-related hazards through forest management best practices, interagency cooperation, and implementation of practical climate adaptation strategies. Work with local fire prevention and fire safe councils to reduce fuel load and prepare communities for future fire hazards. So those are the two for hazard safety and wildfire preparedness. We can go to the next slide. So the next topic area then is natural resources and scenery. This first one here, manage and responsibly maintain the county's natural resources and open spaces to ensure continued use for all groups in the county that depend on these spaces for their livelihood and health. Preserve public access to the region's one-of-a-kind diverse natural beauty and recreational opportunities. Promote sustainable water resource management for future generations of farmers and ranchers. We'll get option two for that. Next, please. So again, for natural resources and scenery, thoughtful and common sense stewardship of natural resources to preserve the county's clean air, soil, and water for future generations that is mindful of individual property rights. Emphasize and ensure continued public access to open space and outdoor recreational opportunities while also protecting the natural landscape. Development of bike and walking paths to provide ready access to such lands. Promote sustainable surface and groundwater resource management practices to encourage agriculturally based economic development and preservation of wildlife habitat. Okay, next please. The next topic is economic development. So here's the first one drafted by the consultant staff. So incentivize economic development and expand employment opportunities across a diversity of employment bases. Boost local tourism through the promotion of the county's natural resources, unique history, and cultural heritage. Support sustainable natural resource economies, including farming, ranching, forestry, and other industries as a cornerstone of the local economy. Encourage locally owned businesses as a way to foster community independence and promote the small town feel and unique historic charm of the county's many communities. Okay. And then number two, this was the draft, the one drafted by the TAC. So support economic development and expand employment opportunities by leveraging the county's natural beauty and abundant resources. Foster a renewable resource economy that emphasizes reforestation activities and wildfire management. Encourage and promote regional tourism while maintaining quality of life standards for local residents. Emphasize sustainable natural resource economies, including farming, ranching, forestry, and other similar industries as a cornerstone of local economy. Encourage and support local businesses as a way to foster community independence. Okay. And then the next topic is sense of community and unique lifestyle. So the first option, prioritize the preservation of the remote, rural, uncrowded lifestyle offered in Siskiyou County. Promote community involvement through community events and collaboration with local tribes. Recognize the unique sense of place and values known throughout the county, including the independent, free spirit of local residents. Draw from residents' self-sufficient character as an asset for creating thriving, active communities. And then the second one, so preservation of rural communities by promoting the right to farm and open range. Draw from residents' self-sufficient character as an asset for creating thriving active economies. Continue to ensure that agricultural land is preserved for future generations. And then I think this is the last topic area, so land use, housing, and infrastructure. So first option, incentivize the development of affordable housing near employment centers to ensure housing opportunities for all county residents, regardless of age or income. Promote intentional development that ensures community stability into the county's future while avoiding overdevelopment in rural areas. Invest in high-quality infrastructure, including the county's transportation network and other services that meets the needs of residents and local businesses. Expand educational opportunities and ensure adequate healthcare facilities to provide care for a healthy community. And the second option for that one is incentivize development to meet current and future demand for housing by streamlining the application and permitting process. Encourage development of quality housing stock near major employment centers to ensure equal housing opportunities for all county residents and to help reduce overall vehicle miles traveled within the county. Promote development which ensures community stability while avoiding overdevelopment in rural areas and areas of unreasonable wildfire risk. Invest in high-quality infrastructure, including the county's transportation network and other services, that meets the needs of residents and local businesses. Continue to invest in local schools and health facilities to ensure an educated, knowledgeable, and healthy community. And so here's the initial input we received from the TAC. So they felt like greater emphasis was needed related to commercial opportunities, manufacturing, and just economic development generally. And then focus on water and tying that to both agriculture, economic development, health, etc. And then, yeah, just as a reminder, staff worked with the TAC to create those second options for each of the theme areas.
Okay, so at this point, I'll go through the protocol before I bring it back to board members. Correspondence on this in particular, I think you kind of hit it.
I think the correspondence covered everything.
Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Any online?
Showing none online.
Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none, online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence? Anyone in house? Seeing none, online?
Showing none online.
Not online. So public comment on the guiding principles. Anyone in house? If you haven't filled out a blue card, you're more than welcome to after you speak, if you want to speak to this. Come on up, Mr. Joslin.
Nick Joslin, Mount Shasta, California. On these guiding principles, I think, once again, pretty good synthesis of a lot of the concepts, and it may not be necessarily a worthwhile exercise to nitpick the language. I think it kind of encompasses the diverse sort of focus that people have in the county, and I think it's an opportunity to acknowledge that we don't have to pick one option or the other. We can pick one option and the other when it comes to preserving people's ability to continue with their traditional way of life or recreate how they choose to recreate. And so I'm hopeful that we'll remain focused and moving forward in a productive manner and get some more participation from the public. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in house? Come on up.
Bonnywood.
Thank you.
It was very enlightening to hear everyone's perspective, and I appreciate that so much because this is what makes our county, our country, great, is that we listen to each other. And I am very impressed with the work of the consulting group in terms of, kind of synthesizing, maybe a small group at this point, of input. And I think that was, they did a wonderful job. I'm just wondering, going forward, when the vision and the guidelines are set, will there be resources to continue asking experts in the areas of, say, water development? That seems to be a huge issue in our county. It's all up and down California. Will there be financial resources to hire in experts that can give us input on not just sustaining the water we have currently, because the climate, as we know, is changing, and perhaps there's better ways. In fact, there are professors up in Oregon who have mapped out ways we can actually increase our groundwater, not just figure it's status quo. And these are local folks could come down and talk about the research they've done globally in how drought-stricken communities can actually increase groundwater retention for agriculture, for citizens, and for business development. So there's a lot of data out there, and there's a lot of local intelligence out there that can actually increase our water resources for this plan to move forward on. And there's also, this is an excellent book made by a friend of mine. Nancy's already seen it. But thinking about our county as a system. We're all part of a big system, and that system includes the people who feed us, the farmers, the ranchers, the people who help govern us and give us support for our small businesses. And there's some really great strategies in here, and it's interesting, Siskiyou County is actually mentioned in here as a place that has great potential to become kind of a model, really, for other rural communities in how to become more self-sufficient, which is something that I loved about this county when I moved here 30 years ago. So I I think that we have that opportunity, and I think we should make the most of it. So, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in house? Want to?
Thank you. Again, my name is Angelina Cook. I live in McLeod. I just wanted to emphasize in the economic development and natural resources kind of intersection, I want to encourage infrastructural renovations that accommodate quality of life while encouraging more efficient, less wasteful development and lifestyle choices that also minimize dependence of fossil fuels. And examples of some of these can be really strong public transit and active transit networks, as well as community compost systems and local food, developing local food systems. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else in house? Seeing none. What about online?
None online.
There's no rebuttal by proponents or opponents. There were none, and so we'll bring it back to each board. Supervisor Chris, go ahead and start.
Same order.
So I don't know about that, but go ahead and start.
All right. I'll just throw a few things out there. Nothing change. Some changes, yes. For the first part, hazards, safety, and wildlife fire preparedness. Some inclusion of the volunteer emergency services that we have in the county, whether it be Marvica that has working on their stuff for their fire department. You're relying on volunteer firefighters, and portions of the county you're relying on voluntary ambulance services. And so we've kind of been spoiled to this idea of calling 911 and someone's going to be there. Literally 50 to 45 minutes an hour for someone to get there. The reason I want to include that, the volunteer fire departments, EMS, those sorts of services, is because if it has wording in this plan here, I view this as something that nonprofits and organizations can attach onto, cut and paste, and use that for their grants, whether it be safer grants for fire departments, or whether it be grants for a new engine, or those sorts of factors. But just an inclusion of that. It's an important link in the healthcare system if we don't have that, whether it be fire prevention or medical calls. Next part would be, this is kind of getting the weeds a little bit, but this was the request of the McLeod Fire Safe Council a while back. So when they do a field break around a town or a community, make a beautiful field break, this limited point knows where I'm going on this. And then someone develops into it. And then that field break's then broke up there. So if there is a field break put around a community, then it becomes developed, and whoever has that responsibility would reform a new one around that new development to maintain that safety for that community. For housing, you look at McLeod, you look at Tennant, you look at the lumber towns, whether it be Weed, they had diversified housing. It wasn't just single family units. You had company housing for singles, you had it for elders, you had it for the whole factor here. We just have family housing units. It's going to be unaffordable for the young guy to hire, so you're going there, you want diversified housing. We talked about small industries in the county, small businesses, those are important. They're just like a shopping mall. It has to have an anchor business that brings it in there, like a JCPenney's used to be down here. We shouldn't have an aversion to bringing in outside commercial for big industry for jobs. That should be something promoted. McLeod started by big industry, we started by big by industry, local community, they have these different communities that started by make strong anchor business, provide quite a bit of jobs, and then benefits all the small businesses around it. And that's where I'm going to stop that right here.
Supervisor Ogren?
Number one, hazard, safety, wildfire preparedness.
I appreciate option two in that talking about disaster preparedness, I would like to see somewhere the words evacuation routes brought in. There's a lot of talk about that right now, unless we're going to deal with that separately in our safety plan. But I think it deserves at least a mention. And then natural resources and scenery, I think we're really on the right track. Option two brings up a lot of the things we've already talked about. It brings up some of the things that we talk almost every meeting in the Local Transportation Commission. Walking and biking paths. Maybe not here. I think there's more important things we need to look at. economic development. We all know about economic development. And that's a huge, we're not going to cover it in one paragraph, that's for sure. Regional tourism, all good words. And again, I think to support what Supervisor Cobb said before, we need to not spend as much time trying to lure people in here, but trying to focus on what we can do for the people that are here. And how to support the economy and growth and encouraging who we have here and bolstering the businesses that we have here and how to manage small business versus our natural resources and what we have to offer the people that live here. And I think there's a balance there that we need to really look at. We do need to encourage people to come here and work in our community to keep that economy thriving, but we need to be able to find that balance. So I think option two is a better way to word that. Sense of community, unique lifestyle. I don't have much to say there. And I'm going to leave land use, housing, and infrastructure alone. I think we have a lot more to say there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Supervisor Gonsfeld.
Sure, real quick. You know, by and large, they all have good parts. The options one and two, I can almost see a couple where you would meld them together. I'll use the first one as an example. Hazard safety and wildfire preparedness. I think you're hitting on those. I think the one line that I like, preserve the county's clean air, soil, and water for residents, mitigation. That would, to me, if you added that, melded that in with option two, clean that up a little bit, I think you're getting where I'm going with when we talk about all these things. So to me, you know, options one and two all have good parts. I think you can take the best and you can meld those. That's my example.
Okay.
So that's why I would build it.
Supervisor Howe?
I'm going to go down through the principles. Number one on the hazards. There are a lot of hazards in the county that aren't addressed. My district floods a big one. You know, we have yet to realize some of the earthquake issues we have. So I lived through one volcanic eruption, and there's no mention that it could actually have one in this county. There is potential. So what I gear toward is an all-hazards goal of hardening the infrastructure that we have in the county against all hazards. and also include electric grid failures, which we have plenty of them, and a lot of dependent seniors on electric services in the county. So with that said, I'd also place some emphasis on the work that OES has been doing and maintaining a qualified incident command system at the county level to support the citizens in the county. That should be a guiding principle of the county itself, so that we can respond to any hazard or public travesty we might experience in the county. Moving down to number two, the natural resources and scenery. I'd like to see some language in here, since water will control our destiny, both economically and in our lives in the future. I'd like to see our forests managed for water yield, and some attention drawn to that, and some scrutiny put on the public agencies that are using way too much water in the upland and taking it away from the citizens from below, and also from the fisheries resources. And then when I get down to number five, in the land use, housing, and infrastructure, my hackles come up when I see something that says development in unreasonable fire risk. Name a community that I have in my district that isn't in unreasonable fire risk. To me, that just fuels fodder for the state to eliminate my towns and move towards the legislation that they've been putting out recently to relocate people away from high hazard zones. I vehemently disagree with that language that's in there. Thank you.
I feel good. How's that? I'm just going to say that about everything that's being said in this document. But it does not tell me anything about how I, as a property owner, can come to the planning department and get a permit for whatever it is I want to do. We don't address that. And I think that's what the general plan is supposed to be about. I don't want to feel good about it. I want it to be efficient, and I want it to get to our residents that they're able to get what they need to carry on, whether it's business or private residential areas. Because too often, we've seen in the last couple of years with the housing market, interest rates increase, the cost of goods increase, but a lot of that could have been prevented by efficient permitting, because this is not a criticism planning, and that you understand that. But because of the length of time that it takes for us to process that, people lost a lot of money. Whether it was a contractor, whether it was a private homeowner, they couldn't get into the market to actually, well, make it more economical to build or even to sell a house later because of our general plan. So unless we start dealing with that, you're not going to get much of my attention. Like I said, this all makes me feel good. But when I got to get a call from a contractor or someone building a house and saying, why is it taking me, 18 months to get a permit to do X? And then we have another meeting, and then we come back to saying, well, if the general plan was changed, we could make this more efficient. That's what I'm after. I don't want to feel good. I want it efficient. Chairman?
Commissioner Beal.
I have nothing.
Commissioner Hart.
Where do you want me to start?
Wherever you want, sir.
All right. So you mentioned fire. Fire needs to be introduced back on the landscape in a big way. You can't get it because of liability. State won't take it. Federal government won't take it. We have a huge biomass mess out there that we could do something with. I'm looking at the junipers on the east side over here. One chip van of juniper is equal to four chip vans in BTUs of pine. That's a lot of energy sitting there you could generate and do stuff. We can't get there. You bring it up, you have groups come in and oppose doing that. And what I'm looking at here is number two, this sense of community. There is no sense of community in Siskiyou County. Back in August, I went to the coast and took in a water board meeting, regional water quality control board meeting. The next day, my daughter and I, because my daughter's on that board, we went to the Yurok Reservation and took in the salmon festival. Siskiyou County ought to have that kind of sense of community, the amount of people, what I saw and witnessed. Last Saturday, I was invited to the celebration of the dam's being torn out. So I went because I was invited by the Iroquois tribe. There were five tribes there, there were a lot of people there, and they have their conflicts. They all went after one sense purpose to get something done, and they got it done. I don't see that happening here in Siskiyou County. All I see is what's happened to agriculture, what's happened to logging, from outside interests that have come into this county and pushed their philosophical ideas and have been able to take it to court and get what they want done, which has torn this community apart. The logging community is gone, agriculture is the next to go down. I don't know how to change that. I really don't. And I, you know, put this in a general plan, when there is so much conflict and division amongst different populations in this county, when I see the agricultural community, I'm going to call it under the attack from the state about the use of water, when you're allocating water from those who have had historical use to another person. I'm not saying that's whether that's right or it's wrong. But then I see other things that are going on that have been voted in by the people of the state of California who are also using water and putting tremendous amount of pesticides and herbicides on that product out there, and nobody doing anything about it. The county's tried to step in, and they have not been successful in trying to break the road down. Something's got to change, and I don't know that what I'm seeing here in stuff that I've been reading and looking at is going to do anything to change that. I'm just ready to throw my hands up and walk away because I don't see anything changing. I just see it getting worse. Let's take the Scott Valley specific area plan over there, where that got voted in 1978 by the people that are there, where they wanted development, where they wanted agriculture being there, based on the class of the soil being there, which is AG1. You take the water off of that ground, it now becomes AG2. It can all be subdivided. So do you die by ag wells, or do you die by 10,000 house wells out there? I'm just really frustrated with a lot of this. I know a lot of people are. How do you get a sense of community here when all of that has been upset by the ESA? And I don't know how the county can convey that to Sacramento, to Washington, but that system is broken.
Nothing at this time, sir.
Commissioner Leonard?
I echo a lot of Commissioner Haupt's comments on the forestry side and then the other hazards. I did notice that, you know, flooding, landslides, those other type of hazards are real here in Siskiyou County, and those at least should be mentioned. One of the things I see lacking in the wildfire preparedness is one of the biggest things is, and there's a comment about working with the local fire prevention and reducing fuel loads around communities, but really it's our urban housing. And more so, straight to the point, is providing safe ingress and egress. You know, I for those that don't know me, I work a lot in fire, and my focus is in reforestation post-fire. And one of the biggest issues is getting people out of harm's way safely. And a lot of times, like in the Paradise Fire, I happened to be there 2 weeks prior to the fire, and my exact words were, this town is a death trap, because the ingress and egress. So I think with that wildfire and safety, we need to look at our ingress and egress as far as not just focusing all of the wildfire preparedness in the forest as a whole, but bringing it into town. You know, I see a lot of subdivisions where, you know, you drive in and there's no daylight on the road, let's just say that, they're so overgrown. And as I always tell people, flame length is at least 2 to 3 times veg height, and it doesn't only go up, it goes out. So you need to be safe about that. As far as natural resources and scenery, option two, I don't know if I have much to say there. I would say on the economic development, we do have to do something to encourage economic development of our natural resources. In order to support renewable energy, which is one of my primary focuses, we need better infrastructure. Right now, we don't have infrastructure to do biomass, and so we are shipping it out of county, out of state, which, you know, considering we're the breadbasket of resources, we should have some local options. I mean, I guess you have a small local options at Roseburg and Timber Products because they use biomass to fund their facility or heat and cool their facilities, but it's not enough to take care of any real situation that we are dealing with. And then sense of community, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. I mean, I support our fair. I think that's where the sense of community really comes in. But I don't know. But back to land use, housing, and infrastructure. Option two, I do like the incentivized development to meet current and future demand for housing. I know with, as being an employer, that's one of my biggest hurdles is a lack of affordable housing to recruit people into Siskiyou County. You know, you're either apartment-based or you need $500,000, $750,000 to buy a house on acreage. There's not a whole lot in between for people, you know, trying to relocate here. In addition to, you know, the infrastructure, invest in high quality infrastructure, and maybe this is already taken care of with CalOR, but another limitation with doing business is our communications infrastructure. You know, high speed internet, that sort of thing is a real impediment on where we can even locate a business. I know that would be another infrastructure type thing that, you know, in addition to transportation, I would say, to promote business. And with that, I actually leave. I have a conflict with another meeting. I got to get to Mount Shasta.
Permission granted.
Well, thank you, guys.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
I have a quick question. Our public transportation system, is it totally funded by the county now, or do we get outside revenue for that?
Outside revenue.
Thank you. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen a bus go by, and the only person in it is the driver.
Tell us. Tell us.
We can't get them to participate either.
Yeah. We have to pay them to write it.
So I'll jump in here real quick. Let the record show. Supervisor Halp and I did not meet to discuss this prior to here. And ironically, his comments and mine are darn near mirror images on this. Number one, my big point two nights ago when I was looking through this the third time, my note was complete hardening for all natural disasters, period. Needs to be reflected. And before I continue, Ryan, this may address some of Supervisor
Cobb's.
Well, it was like, yeah, it was Cobb's that said this. Supervisor Cobb's frustrations here. And I think maybe with a yes or no answer, you can allay his concerns. These guiding principles are what will be reflected on as the general plan modifications are made. And if we do an amendment, a modification, or an addition to the general plan, we're going to go back to what area does that fit in? What was our guiding principle for this? Is it cooperative or is it missing the principle? Am I correct in that assessment?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. This is a pre-jumping off. We're sticking our toe in the water, and
yes,
we're at the back end of the diving board. We're not out on the front yet.
Exactly.
This is telling us what dive to perform.
I just like to add, and I believe Supervisor Kobzoff will be really interested when we start the zoning code amendment process. Sorry, Healy Lane Planning Director.
Thank you.
Because really that's where we're going to get into the detail of streamlining processes, allowing more uses, exempting things, having things not go through a discretionary process, having it over the counter, things like that. But to speak to Commissioner Fowle's point, we can't do that if we have conflicting, you know, high pie in the sky ideas today, right? So if that's what, you know, we want, we need to have those, you know, visioning and guiding principles reflect that for when we start that process later down the road for streamlining.
That helps, and I'll comment that when you're done.
All right. So I hit number one. Additionally, no, I'm going to get off one. It's been said. Number two, I would add here in option two, second line, rather than that is mindful, I would insert the word respects. Fourth line down, rather than protecting our natural landscape, let's enhance it. We have piss-poor managed public lands that have caused the upland meadows to all but disappear. We have increased wildfire risk. Let's manage them, bring back the meadows, bring back the upland wetlands. We are constantly dealing with challenges on private timberland. It's time that the public lands and the wild lands start getting managed again, for the benefit of all, not just human, but wildlife as well. Concluding on that option two, dealing with the water, I think it is essential, and we've dealt with this on the Scott Valley side, that we operate under a guiding principle of increasing and enhancing available water, whether it be groundwater, surface water, water retention, water storage, simply slowing it down before it exits to the ocean, enhancing available water. Number three, something that I feel we as a county, and part of it's due to our zoning, part of it's due to our land use permitting processing, etc. We've got to move into the generation where we are promoting and encouraging value-added local product. I'm going to repeat that. Encourage and enhance the ability to produce value-added product. Whether it's wood, whether it's grain, whether it's meat, wool. Talk about the resources we have. It's a laundry list. We need to be able to encourage small businesses to start and add value to the product locally. We're missing out as a county on revenue and the ability to remain independent. Also on option number three, I get reforestation as a major employer in Siskiyou County. Reforestation is not always the answer. Sometimes you'd be better off not to reforest. Might be better to re-meadow, re-grass, re-seed. It's called adaptive management. I was just curious that that was in the economic development section rather than natural resources. I would echo Commissioner Hart's comments on number four. And number five, similar concern to Supervisor Halp. And we've had lengthy discussions on this as we just recently approved the new housing ordinance. So I will hold off on that.
So thank you for the clarification on the zoning. So that would, that even pushes me more towards these should be simple, 1 to 2 sentence principles. And take out the word preserve or preservation anywhere you find it. And then maybe we can get somewhere. But it's got to be simple. I don't want to feel good about it and we can't do anything with it. I'd rather just make it quick and simple and then get on to the doggone permitting process so somebody can build. I'm going to use one example here recently of a very small footprint in the county, but it's a very large footprint nationally, and that's the Sierra Pacific Industries seedling nursery in the small community of Gazelle. Wow. A $40 million project that now is going to be bringing revenue through property taxes to our schools and cities and the county itself. And again, a very small footprint, but very large on the national scale because they're filling a gap that had gone away. And lo and behold, it ended up in Gazelle. So anyway.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just maybe something to think about in the formatting rather than flowery paragraphs that sound like something. Mm-hmm. How about bullet statements?
Yeah. I'm in agreement. Okay, with that, yes, sir?
Yeah,
Commissioner Hart?
The frustration here is something that I've discussed before in the past, this permitting process. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the length of time it takes to get here. I don't see anything in this or in this big document that shows anything about streamlining the permitting process to do that. It shouldn't take 12 to 18 months to get a building permit for a house.
Right.
The county doesn't have the staff and got the funding to pay for the staff, to hire employees, to buy a house. It's everything. Mr. Powell's talking about meadow restoration. I went through a huge meadow restoration project. 18 months to get a timber harvest plan under a meadow restoration. $55,000 to do that. That was 10 years. How can the county step in and help push California Board of Forestry to change that process? Because everybody can't go do that. It's all scale of economy.
Yeah. Many
of, I'm preaching the choir here, but
many of I guess the stalemates to doing anything is a regulatory environment that we all have. And that's why, I know the state of California is what it is. We can comment and hopefully get things changed that are more supportive of where we're at. But at least for local government, where we can be streamlined, let's get there. That's all I can say. With that, I think we're in the mode of adjournment.
Well, ask for the next.
Hold on, time out.
What did I miss?
Well, we also have an opportunity, are we not, if we have questions or comments on the background report.
Sure.
Some of us read it twice, and I've got some bones to pick in that as well.
Okay.
Do we want to do that now publicly, or do we want to do that privately?
Private.
Because private, okay. I will see you right after the meeting, sir.
Sure.
Okay.
Bring several pieces of paper.
What we have here is what you put up there first. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's the basis of this meeting today. Just for members of the public and board and commission, I did also include in the Questies upload the background report that you all have already seen with modifications, as well as the engagement summary and other deliverables that the consultant teams pushed out, just so if folks want other updates, they were able to review.
Supervisor, go ahead.
What's next? What's next in this process for the general public?
For the general plan? For the public and for us. Where are we going next?
So I think with this, where we'll go next with the vision of guiding principles is we need to go back with staff and redraft some changes for you all to consider, right? And so that will be the first step. We'll need to actually take action on those if we want to include
so
the general plan.
So I know you're meeting with staff. Is there a reason that a board member and a commissioner member can't be a part of that committee? I'm looking to
not, not from my perspective.
Or option two, but shoot it to us at our next month's planning commission meeting. We'll hash it over and we'll send it to you so we don't have to join them.
Well, I guess I'm looking for you can have a little more frank discussion with rather than, you know, and then when it comes back to all of us like it is now, it's a little more refined. You know what I mean?
Certainly, we can incorporate a member of the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission within the TAC if we want to, and continue working with
Does that provide any conflict for when we make a decision on the general plan?
No, I mean, I think the board could, you know, create an ad hoc committee of a couple of members if they want them to really work on the plan, or if just one member just wants to sit in on the meetings.
Okay. So we can bring that up at one of our meetings coming up. Okay. All right, yes.
One more question.
Sure.
One of my frustrations in all the years I've been doing this is who has jurisdiction over what? The city, the county, the state, or the feds?
Depends.
Exactly. Not a good word. Thank you, sir.
All right.
So and
Commissioner.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I would like to thank the city of Wairika coming up and engaging the board. That's the first municipality in all the time I've been on the planning commission that has happened. The only time we ever heard from a municipality is South County, who claim that they don't reciprocate. And they claim sphere of influence, and anything the county does, they want to have a say. I don't see that, but I'm really pleased to see the city of Wairika.
Did I miss closure of the public hearing? Does that happen?
I'm getting there. I'm just, that's where I'm trying to.
I've been
trying. Everybody wants to stay.
We haven't been here all day like you guys yet.
So, we good on the planning commission side? I adjourn mine, or do you want to adjourn first, or how do you want to do this?
Are we good?
No.
We're not good.
You're not?
No.
Well, I could go on all afternoon.
We're going to adjourn, and you guys can stay and hash it out. How's that?
We're good.
You're good there? You're adjourned? So we, the Board of Supervisors, is adjourned.